Inflation rose to 3.3% in March.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the seasonally adjusted consumer price index, CPI, rose by 0.9% in March, resulting in an overall inflation over the last 12 months of 3.3%. A large 21% increase in gasoline prices accounted for most of the increase in CPI in March. In this century, the annual CPI ranged from 9% inflation to 2% deflation. However, two-thirds of the time, it ranged between 2 and 4%. During the decade before COVID, the average inflation rate was 1.8%. It spiked post-COVID to an average of 4.5%. Inflation shows the rate of increase in prices, not their level. The post-COVID spike in inflation was driven by substantial government transfer payment, which created a windfall increase in personal income, and in turn, it spiked consumer expenditures way up, resulting in higher prices. Fuel oil prices rose a whopping 44% compared to last year. Gasoline prices also rose by 18.9%. Both are related to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and are expected to decrease after hostilities cease. However, the 18.7% in coffee prices is not anticipated to decline anytime soon. In the 12 months ending in March 2026, electricity prices increased by 4.6%, followed by medical care services, which increased by 3.7%, shelter services, and food prices, which rose between 2.7% and 3%. Energy and food prices tend to fluctuate more than other categories in the CPI. Core inflation, which excludes these volatile sectors, rose by 2.6% over last year, indicating that recent changes in energy prices have not yet significantly affected March's core inflation data. Demand pull inflation happens when demand increases faster than supply. For example, demand increased rapidly into 2021-22 period, while post-COVID supply could not catch up, resulting in high inflation. Supply push inflation occurs when supply prices rise, as in early 1980s and right now, when rapid increase in oil prices drove inflation up, and what we may face as tariffs push import costs higher. The Producer Price Index, PPI, for all commodities serve as a critical short-term gauge of future inflation as it tracks wholesale prices. In February, the index rose by the same amount in the increase over the previous 12 months, and this is before the start of the conflict. Data shows that due to rising wholesale prices, inflation was already set to rise. And on top of that, oil prices have now spiked, causing fuel prices to rise immediately, which will increase cost of transportation, electricity, and a host of other basic costs. All of these mean higher inflation, at the very least, in the short to medium term. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.